now take you live to BBC headquarters, London, where white smoke has been seen rising above the broadcast house.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum, habemus medicus. Eminentissimi ac reverendissimi tempus domino Capaldi Petri, de nominem tua deci.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I am talking!
Not even the Daleks ever subjected me to anything quite so arse-paralyzingly painful as that.
What?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Spoilers.
Hello, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor. Playing Doctors are... used to be weekly Doctor Who podcast, where we watch and discuss episodes of the hit BBC series Doctor Who. And this week, spoiler alert, we're going to be discussing the announcement of the new Doctor.
Is that really a fucking spoiler? Honestly?
This thing was worldwide, simulcast, BBC America, BBC Australia, BBC One.
All over everything.
Anywhere there was BBC... this was being announced.
BBC everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but so this
today
is not really...
Today we truly were BBC One. There was one BBC, and this was massive.
One massive BBC.
This was the massive BBC announcement.
Well, okay, what I was trying to say was that this is not really a spoiler so much as our news flash sort of thing, which is what we promised that we were going to do.
Yes.
Way back in the day when we started this thing, which and has been actually about a year.
Yeah. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Actually, it's over a year now that we've been doing this. It was June, July time frame when it came out. But anyway, that's beyond the scope. We're talking about the 30-minute program that came on today. It was 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States, 7 p.m. Universal Time in merry old England.
Woo.
Yes. And so this morning we were discussing this with our good friends over Bloody Marys and a pint.
Yes.
Because nothing says America like alcohol at 10 a.m.
Well, fuck yeah. And we were a little bit hungover today.
Yes.
And we needed the Bloody Mary.
Yes, we did.
So. Still a little hungover.
If you don't
now.
Want to know anything about the new 12th Doctor, this
too
is
late.
Not, yeah, this is. Well, we haven't said his name yet. We've said that there is a 12th Doctor.
You didn't hear the live BBC bulletin at the
It was Latin. People don't speak Latin in America. They speak Latin in Britain, so our British viewers or listeners now know.
Okay.
Who is the doctor?
Anyway.
Habeas medicus.
I think you're so clever.
Habemus medicus.
No, but seriously, it was.
We have a new doctor.
This is the most excited I have been for anything in a long ass time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm on the edge of my seat, like, come on, just tell us.
In 50 years, we have. Only had this happen 11 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading earlier where they actually tried to downplay it when they announced the second Doctor. Because mm-hmm. they were afraid people would freak out that they were changing actors. So they tried to play up the fact that, oh, the Daleks are back! Oh, yeah.
And
Troughton is coming on as the Doctor.
Yeah. And I don't remember them doing this big deal when Matt Smith came on.
Mm-mm.
It was just, oh, here's Matt
or
Smith.
Or Tennant.
Yeah, it was just, here he is.
Oh, they've released the name, and it's going to be blah.
But now it's like a freaking event where you sit there and you watch BBC, you know, try to sync up with all of its worldwide channels,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, stay tuned for the announcement.
Well, that was the thing, is they had, there was a, one of their Doctor Who specials that they do occasionally on BBC America
mm-hmm.
was scheduled to air today.
Yes.
And this was like breaking news that they interrupted that, and it had just feed coming from BBC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stand by for news.
Yeah, and that just played on repeat for a couple of minutes.
Who will be the next doctor?
It was like we were waiting for the presidential address.
Oh, yeah.
Except it was actually exciting.
Yes.
So,
I mean, this was on the level of, like, a papal announcement, almost.
Which
I was just like, holy crap, people are excited about this. We talked about it at lunch. Well, I guess we can tell who was there, or some of our friends that were there from the broadcast community.
Yes, Mary, my good friend Mary, the Hobbity Broad.
From
Mouthy Broadcast.
Yeah, at mouthybroadcast.com.
Yes.
Which is doing gangbusters.
Fuck yeah, it is.
On the interwebs.
Those wee bitches rule, man.
And our friend Simon Gregory, who we hope to have as a future guest.
Yeah.
And
our first official British guest.
Yes.
I can't talk today, I'm sorry.
No.
It's a good thing I'm doing a podcast.
We're just so excited. We were in the auditorium cheering...
Ermiger!
The Bloody Mary's wearing off.
Yes.
I've lost my ability to speak. So, let's talk about this new doctor. Peter Capaldi. A lot of people aren't familiar with him. Doctor Who fans should be familiar with him. He's appeared twice in the Doctor Who universe.
Yeah, the first one was in the Fires of Pompeii.
Yeah.
Which is where we first saw the actress who played Amy. She was the one of the
prophetesses.
I don't know, fortune teller lady.
The seer.
Yeah. One of them. And so she was in that, and then Peter Capaldi was the
father.
The father. And I can't remember what his name is, something
Cialis.
Cialis.
Calcilius. He's now Cialis.
Cialis.
He was just perked up for the role.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the fires of Pompeii were. The fire in his pants.
In his toga. They didn't wear pants back then.
Okay.
Breeches were frowned upon. Barbarians wore breeches.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not wearing breeches either. But he was also on Torchwood.
Who was he on Torchwood?
On Children of Earth.
That
was like one of their... This is a special miniseries, but it will stand in place of this season of Torchwood.
Yeah.
But that was actually a good one. But he was the, the permanent secretary to the Home Office. He was the government official who knew all the secrets
about what was
going on. And he was the guy who basically signed the death warrant for Captain Jack and
other
people that were involved. And I don't want to spoil that one because that's a whole different show.
Yes. We'll get to that one eventually, right?
Yeah, we'll have to start doing some Torchwoods and Sarah James.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's get back on this show.
That'd be
nice.
Get
back on track.
So anyway, though. So Peter Capaldi, born 14th of April, 1958 in Glasgow, Scotland. So he's an angry Scotsman taking over the role. To be redundant.
Yes.
Angry and Scotsman. You can pick one.
Jesus.
Well, not all angry people are Scottish, but all Scottish people are angry. There's like a Venn diagram with overlapping circles.
It's more like a tier system, kind of like all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon.
Yes.
That sort of thing. So,
yeah. A lot of people may have seen him on another British series called The Thick of It, which is kind of like a political type series where he plays Malcolm Tucker. And we'll put some links up to some of Malcolm's rants, where he's known for his violent outbursts and his colorful language.
Well, fucking time travel, yes? We're in a weird and wonderful world where everything is different. Maybe outside, the polar ice caps have melted. Maybe there's fucking robots knocking about and Davina McCall is a new pope. Maybe you can download rice.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And I am really interested in this show. I've got to check this out. I don't know where to find it. I hope it's on Netflix or something because it looks really good.
Yeah.
And because I like really excessive amounts of cursing.
Now, he's also on another British series called The Hour.
And this is the one that's kind of like the British Mad Men sort of thing.
Well, it's a period piece set at the BBC in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it gets the Mad Men connection,
mm-hmm.
which like it's set in, you know, the 60s in America. But this is more, I don't know, it's not quite the level of Mad Men. It's a little bit more drama than mm-hmm. what we're used to.
Not as sleazy.
But it's definitely a period piece, and it's pretty good.
Okay.
I've only seen like a couple episodes. And again, I was watching all these things with Peter Capaldi in it over the last few months before I even knew he was one of the contenders for the Doctor Who part. Mm-hmm. So when they announced him, it was like, I know that guy. Holy shit, he has a mouth on him. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But we also, I mean, I guess he's been in like over 40 films and television shows mm-hmm. over the years. And one of the ones that I thought was interesting that kind of ties it into your interests, he played George Harrison in 1985 in the movie John and Yoko, A Love Story.
Yeah, and when I first heard of this, I was a little skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Then we pulled up some pictures of it, and him as a young George Harrison.
When he was young.
Pretty fucking spot on.
Yeah, this was, what, 25, almost 30 years ago?
Yeah.
So, which brings up, he's 55 years old.
So he's almost the oldest doctor that we've had so far.
He's the oldest doctor since William Hartnell's doctor. William Hartnell was also 55. But when I did the math on birthday to premiere day of their first appearance,
mm-hmm.
he will expected to show up at Christmas on the Christmas episode. He will only be 2 months younger than Hartnell was when he took over the role, and well, when his role first appeared on the 23rd of mm-hmm. November 1963.
And I noticed, though, that this is the biggest jump between ages, like where Matt Smith was, he was the youngest, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he originally, Fifth Doctor, who was on the special, which was kind of nice,
mm-hmm.
He was on at 29, and then that he was the youngest doctor for a long time. And then Matt Smith was 26 when he accepted the role, but 27 when he actually, his episode was mm-hmm. broadcast.
So you're going from a 27-year-old to, what'd you say, 55?
Yes. But now, to be fair, though, he's 20, what, 9 now? 30?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so.
He's been on for 4 years. But still, that is
it's still been 25 years.
Yeah.
And there has already been a little bit of, not really backlash, but, you know, a little bit of doubting.
When I mentioned Peter Capaldi, because earlier this week, the bookies, who will take bets on anything,
mm-hmm.
had listed him as the front runner. And a lot of people that I was talking to online, on Facebook, on the Twitters, they were concerned that, yeah, I don't want it to be an old guy again. I don't think they're familiar with Peter Capaldi.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy that he can bring to a role.
Right.
And I don't think this is like your standard old guy. Because 55 years old now is a lot different than yes. 55 years old with William
right,
Hartnell.
Right, because William Hartnell had to take off from the role after, what, 3 years or mm-hmm. something. Because
for
they said
issues.
That he had health issues. So, you know, 58, and now you've got health issues that make you quit your job, where mm-hmm. now it's like...
He had trouble remembering lines, he, you know...
Yeah.
Different things like that was what they were saying. Capaldi, I don't think, is going to have that issue.
Now, I'm kind of curious what kind of doctor he's going to be. I mean, Matt Smith was very... he was dark but comical. He was very physical,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit silly. And I just don't know where this is going to go. Like, I almost want to say I see him as almost sort of a Pertwee, but maybe a little bit more snarky.
Well, see, with Pertwee, though, he was almost action hero. He was
right.
like James Bond Doctor Who.
Right, but the way that... Well, I guess he was pretty snarky, too, so I can't even exactly say
he
Pertwee,
was arrogant.
But snarky. Yeah, and I definitely see that.
There's a difference between snarky, where there's this air of, you know your place with him.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was the smartest man in the room, and he had no problem telling you about it.
Right.
So it will definitely be interesting to see how he adapts to the part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, with his past performances being as dark and angry as he seems to be mm-hmm. all the time, I don't know. I mean, there's the whole Scottish thing, because he obviously has a Scottish accent, but so did David Tennant.
Right. So is he going to play that down?
Is he going to take, yeah.
English sounding?
Or will he just take it straight Scotsman?
Maybe.
Maybe he'll play up the Scottish accent. Because I've watching different shows, I've seen his accent
yeah, I think
adjust accordingly.
They tend to have Scottish people play down their accent,
mm-hmm.
even in Britain, because a lot of people have trouble understanding them.
I have seen a few things on the BBC where they actually
they subtitle it. Yeah, and it's not anything. I'm not trying to be insulting to people with Scottish accents because I love them.
But Glaswegians are hard to understand.
Yes.
We happen to know a few.
Yes. I've worked for some for about a year, and even still to this day, I have trouble understanding her sometimes. Love you, Helen.
Here's what I would like to do. I would like to take Mr. Gerthy, the microphone,
mm-hmm.
and the laptop, to the Highlander.
Yes.
Which is a fine Scottish eatery. If you're in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area, check it out.
Oh my God, it's so good.
They have delicious Scottish food, and they're not a sponsor yet. But I would like, after we have Simon on, so he's our first UK guest,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to have her reflections, her thoughts on having a fellow Glaswegian.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Because she's from
idea.
Glasgow as well.
Yes.
So let's see what her thoughts are, and then let our listeners decipher
mm-hmm.
the language barrier.
We should translate after her.
No. It's like you have to play the podcast over and over until you can understand, and then you're ready for the new doctor.
Yeah, that would
so
be great.
So I think we can do that. We can take a location. It'll be our first location show.
And maybe I should tell her not to censor herself. She'll sound just like Malcolm Tucker.
And when people will, like I said, we'll put up some links for Malcolm Tucker.
No, she's not that bad.
No, unless she gets angry. I've only had the pleasure of having conversations with her during my dinner, and she's a very pleasant lady.
Yes.
With some very quick opinions,
mm-hmm.
which I love.
She's fantastic.
But with Peter Capaldi.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Capaldi, what do you think?
I can't wait. I really can't wait. I love that they've switched it up. I'm very much looking forward to hopefully not having a doctor companion romance
mm-hmm.
in the next season because I'm really tired of it. And I'm not the only one.
Think a doctor companion romance, if we don't know if Clara was the current companion. Is scheduled for next season. I've heard both ways, that she's going to come back for the next season or she's not. I heard that they were going to use her as a bridge,
mm-hmm.
which much like they did with Rose in first season to second season when they went from Tennant
yes.
or from Eccleston to Tennant. By keeping her the consistent bridge there that, okay, there's something that's the same about Doctor Who, but we got a new Doctor.
Yeah, it kind of softens the transition a little
right.
bit.
I don't think people would react well to a relationship between Clara and Peter Capaldi.
No.
Because it was creepy enough with Eccleston at 40.
And Rose.
And Rose at 19.
Yeah.
But even though, you know, he's 750, he's 1,000 years old, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah. Though, I mentioned this to my friend Justin, and he said, well, what if the doctor got a male companion? And there's a little bit of a homosexual romance there.
We've already seen that, though, with the flirting with Captain Jack.
Yeah, but I don't think it was. I don't think it was going both ways.
No,
pun intended.
Well, I don't think the Doctor is like homophobic or anything. Where mm-hmm. it's like it was just he wasn't looking for a romance,
right? But yeah, at the time, I didn't even really feel like he was looking for a romance with Rose.
Yeah,
and. No, I thought that was kind of interesting to bring up because he mentioned that. And I was like, you know, that would be an interesting twist.
I would just like to have a companion and no romance.
Yeah.
Like what we had with Donna. I hated Donna at the beginning, which I can't wait till we get our regular episodes back on track and we get to the Donna years.
Mm-hmm.
So we can discuss this because, mm-hmm. don't start. Because I did not like Dinah. Jesus, fuck. I did not like Donna at the beginning. Like Runaway Bride.
Oh, yeah.
I could not
Nobody
stand
liked her.
But if you give her a chance, she grows on you.
Mm-hmm. And I really feel like she was the perfect balance. I would like to see somebody like her again.
She was a buddy.
Yeah.
He just needed somebody to travel with, just to have a friend to talk to at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
to keep him in check. Because she did a very good job of mm-hmm. keeping him in check. And at the end, I think she had one of the saddest departures
yes.
of all the companions, and I, like I said, I can't wait till we get to that point in the show. But this is a spoiler episode, and the spoiler episodes are supposed to be short.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've never been able to accomplish that, but now we will.
Okay. Yes.
Because the listeners like them short.
I would like to also mention that the new show Broadchurch is coming out soon on BBC America.
Yes.
Starring David Tennant.
And Rory.
Oh, that's right. He is in it.
Yeah.
I completely forgot.
What's his name?
Arthur Darvill.
Yeah.
I should know this because I follow him on Vine and he's fucking hilarious.
He is. If people have checked out Vine.
Yes.
I haven't.
Okay, I'm not saying you should because you see all the Vines on my phone.
Yes.
Kind of like you give me the Reddit digest at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Today I learned Peter Capaldi is the Doctor. AMA.
No shit.
I would check, since we're on the spoilers episode, tell our listeners to check out the Reddit, if you haven't checked out reddit.com, go check it out. Go check out the Gallifrey, which is more news-oriented subreddit, or the Doctor Who subreddit, which is more, hey, I think this will happen, and it's more fan fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you'd like Gallifrey because it's more news.
And there were a few people kind of speculating or at least saying, this is who I think would be better, you know, and I didn't really agree with a lot of them.
Well, they discounted Peter Capaldi because, one, he would be too old, and two, he had a couple of movies in post-production right now, or pre-production. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh yeah, he'll be too busy to be the Doctor. Ha ha, you were wrong.
I think one of my favorites out of that list of who I would have picked was Chris O'Dowd. From the IT Crowd. I think that would have been pretty interesting.
I don't.
No?
No.
Well, so much for that conversation.
No, I don't. I didn't like either of the guys from IT Crowd because I saw both names mentioned as a, and I just didn't see that as the Doctor. Okay. I'm not a fan of either of them in that kind of part. I am honestly stupid happy.
No, I'm not
with Capaldi de Petri.
I wouldn't have. I'm not complaining. I'm not saying that like that choice would have been better. I think of all the ones that I saw listed, that was my favorite one. And then there was like Rory Kinnear, who I happen to like because he's the son of an actor that played in a Beatles movie.
Yes.
In Help.
Yes.
So, you know, that was like my personal.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I couldn't see him as the Doctor.
He didn't really have that look
about him. I mean, there's a certain look that an actor has to have.
It's kind of like cheering for your home team,
sports ball team
thing. Even though you know they're going to lose and they suck.
You still have to cheer for them.
Yeah. I'm not saying that he sucks. I'm just saying that, like, that's who I was personally kind of rooting for in the background. Like, that's who I would like.
Another contender.
Because it would be cool.
Another contender had been named that one of the few that I was familiar with was Ben Daniels.
Yeah, I wasn't.
And I didn't think he was gonna.
He looks too much like a James Bond kind of type.
Well, I mean, they kind of took it that way in some of the promo shots with Peter Davison back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, is that retreading old ground at that point?
Yeah. You know, possibly.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Anyway.
We've been here 20 minutes. Thank you for sticking with us over the months. And
yes, we'll be back soon.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, I'm going to spend the rest of today editing some of the shows that we have pre-recorded and get those out. So this is going up. I'm going to go ahead and post this on Sunday.
Well, that's just fantastic.
It's going into the Intertrons now.
Hey, can I plug? Can I plug my thing?
What thing?
You know my thing.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and plug the thing, and then I'll plug my thing.
Yeah,
that's what she.
I am in the top 15 now of the Miss Nerd America competition.
Yay!
MissNerdAmerica.com, but I set up a little, you know, short link, bit.ly/vote4Jenny, capital V and capital J, which is actually kind of a lot now that I've said it all. But so if you just go to MissNerdAmerica.com.
And find the picture of Jenny.
Find the picture of me. I'm in a Pulp Fiction with a Hitchhiker's Guide out in front of me and, yeah, so vote sometime in the next 2 weeks to help me get to the next round. And I think the voting will be complete and they'll have a winner by the end of the month. So keep an eye on the site and Facebook and all those things to see what's going on.
And I want to mention that we're going to be appearing at Intervention.
Ooh, yes.
The Internet Convention. This will be my
fourth
year. Holy smokes, my fourth year. Onizumi has been so awesome, inviting us back every year. And this year, you know, instead of just repping the comic, we will be talking Doctor Who and comics.
Yeah.
So that'll be awesome.
So come by and see us.
Yeah, if you want to meet us, we will be in Rockville, Maryland.
At the Hilton Convention Center.
Well, the Hilton, D.C., Hilton, D.C., Rockville.
Yeah.
It's right there on Rockville Pike. It's you can go to interventioncon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Interventioncon.com. It's linked on the Playing Doctor website.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be there August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I have a couple of panels that I'm, or several panels that I'm going to be on.
Including some Doctor Who ones, I'm sure.
Yes, and some podcasting panels. And Jenny and I will be either at the table or at a panel.
Yeah. So come by and say hi.
Yeah. And we'll give you one of our shiny Playing Doctor cards, which will be pointless because you already listened to the show.
But they're pretty. Give it to a friend who likes Doctor Who.
And if you, well, take a couple if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
If you tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell two friends. Yeah. We could sell shampoo this way.
Yeah. And maybe we'll sell some, like, stickers and stuff like that. We'll see, if we can get our shit together.
Well, we're trying to get some t-shirts that have nothing to do with Doctor Who because we don't want the Beeb to come and give us the BBC in the bad place.
Anyway,
Wrapping it up. Is the TARDIS here yet? I don't know. So as we get ready for the TARDIS to show up, go ahead and remember that you can always find us on PlayingDoctorPodcast.com. Or on Facebook, Facebook.com/PlayingDoctor. On Twitter, @PlayingDoctors, because somebody already had Playing Doctor, but we had to add an S.
Yeah, it's probably a porn site or something.
Yeah. Google Plus, gplus.to/PlayingDoctor, or just search Playing Doctor. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher.
Everywhere.
Yeah, we're trying to get out there to let you know where we are. You can find me on Twitter, @RealityAmuck, AMUCK.
And you can find me on Twitter @Jenny_Z.
Yep. And if you want to call us, we do have the phone number that we never use.
Yes, you do.
434-993-TIME, which is 434-993-8463. And if you leave us a message, it becomes our property, and we will possibly play it on a future episode.
Goddamn right we will.
Yeah. Well, at this point, he's like, please just call us and we'll play it on the show. We'll be your friend. We're lonely. We've let this thing sit too long. My fault entirely.
I was going to say we.
Jesus. And,
which does recognize.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Real quick, before we leave, we got to say thanks to our friend Daryl Lewis for making our awesome theme songs. FlyingMonkeyMotoGear.com.
Yeah.
Still the most awesome blog. And let's get out of here.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Travel, yes? We're in a weird and wonderful world where everything is different. Maybe outside the polar ice caps have melted. Maybe there's fucking robots knocking about and Davina McCall's a new pope. Maybe you can download rice